Friday's Roundup.
Brought to you by
Richland Hospital, Badgerland Flooring, Cardinal Glass CG, Crystal Clean Storage, and Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Join Hank and Phil for Friday laughter bigger than a raccoon in a snack aisle.
And twice as unpredictable.
We've got Cooking with Hank, where recipes are more of a suggestion, and the smoke alarm is basically a sous chef.
And medium heat?
That's just a bad choice. And don't miss the word of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Freshly invented on the spot by Hank with zero approval process.
But he has 100% confidence.
Wrap up your week with chaos.
Chuckles.
And just enough nonsense to make Monday nervous.
That's Friday's Roundup.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hank Bray,
how you doing, buddy? Happy Friday!
Yes, it is.
And you're not wearing red.
No,
nope.
I'm
you're not even wearing your gray shirt. I know you have it somewhere, but you know what? I'm very disappointed.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
By the end of the night, I'll probably have had three shirts.
Probably would.
Because
and maybe some new pants.
Maybe you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
It's always fun when you're planning an outdoor event and the weather is a little iffy.
Yes.
Seems like.
But here's the thing, Phil. You and I both know. Late August, Friday nights, you know it's going to rain or storm.
Oh, yeah. Or lightning or something.
Something. You know what's going to happen.
Right. So I've been outside this summer, with playing music twice before. It rained both times.
Yes.
And so tonight could
it's going to rain.
Could be the trifecta.
It ain't going to rain. You know, just have faith. And if it does, it does.
I know.
We're the type of people around this area that just adapt and overcome. You just move on.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to say if you don't have a bunch of electronic equipment.
I understand that. I totally understand that. But we will adapt and we'll move on.
We'll figure it out.
And we'll make it up.
Yeah.
We just do it. That's just what we do.
I just don't want to get a shock.
So. Well, you know, I was an electrician.
Really?
Yeah. Neighbors found it shocking.
I bet they did. Yeah.
Boom.
You put put the penny in the fuse box instead of using a fuse?
Yes. Yeah. Why not?
Put it in the socket.
You bet. Yes. Arc that thing out there.
Yeah.
So, hey, your question of the day, if you could eliminate one vegetable forever,
ooh,
which one would it be?
Oh, boy.
I know. You're going to offend somebody out there. I'm just going to start.
Maybe beets?
See, I like beets, but to a minimum, you know what I mean? I'm not going to sit there and eat them like a tomato out of the garden.
Right.
To me, it's beets or asparagus or turnips.
Okay, yeah, turnips too. Asparagus I actually like real well.
You do? Okay, yeah, okay. And I just haven't, but I just, no. But if I had to eliminate one vegetable, you know what? Ice cream.
Ice cream, yeah. This one will shock you too. I like pickles,
uh-huh.
like dill pickles. Right. And I'm not a cucumber fan.
Really?
No. No, really? I don't know what it is. I mean, I'll eat it, but it's not my favorite. I would pick something else over that.
Oh, so. I love pickles. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like pickles.
I like cucumbers.
Cucumbers are pickles, but I'd rather have dill.
And sometimes people make them, they'll chop those cucumbers up and put them in vinegar.
Is it? Yes.
Yes. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Is it vinegar and water or something like that? But it's so good. Oh. A little bit of pepper and onion.
Or a little creamy sauce on them.
No.
That's
So, but you also might be from Pea Ridge, Phil, if your lawnmower has car lights on it because you've needed them before.
Yeah, probably.
I was looking at car lights the other day just for my lawnmower, Philip, if you could believe that.
I don't think George Jones is from Pea Ridge, but I think he drove his mower at night on the highway. You know,
so. What was the old boy that drove it across country? Wasn't he from Iowa?
Yeah, that was you're going to put me on the spot here. Is it Stratton?
Okay.
Stratton story. Okay. And it actually took place. He drove it into Iowa County.
Right, yeah.
From Iowa, I believe it was. So
didn't he get stopped a couple times?
Yeah, there's
There's
a wonderful movie about that. They made a movie.
But didn't some law enforcement officers in Iowa give him a bad time or something?
I don't know about that.
That's something else.
Learned the story, I think everybody
maybe that was me driving down the street.
Let him go, yeah.
On the, Interstate 80.
Right.
Shouldn't be doing that. But if that's all you've got, that's all you've got.
Right.
So, can you get arrested or pulled over if you're driving drunk on a lawnmower?
Well, probably.
I'm asking. I don't know.
I think that's why George Jones... Well, the only reason George Jones did it is because that was the only key he could find. Because Tammy Wynette hit all the keys to the other vehicles, but forgot the lawnmower.
I tell you last night, I was out in the yard, and I was working on my trailer, and this... You hear this hum. Hum! Go by, and I was going, what is that? And then all of a sudden, hum! It's this kid on this scooter, electric scooter, right? I guarantee you they're going 35 mile an hour. So she stopped kind of in front, and I said, how fast does that thing go? She goes, I've had it up to 33.
Wow.
On an electric scooter.
That would scare me. Going,
my goodness, what are they putting in these batteries? This is boom, boom, boom. Wish my phone had that kind of battery.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. I'm going to have to charge it.
You and I are always looking for a charger. Have you noticed that?
Boy, and the older your phone gets, the worse it is.
The worse it is.
Needing charge. So I was in the daycare last night.
Oh, one of my, you get in trouble?
No. One of my daycare friends, young lady, and toward the end of the day, and her mom showed up to pick her up, and she grabbed my hand and like walked me over, and she goes, Mom, can we bring him home?
Oh, my goodness. That's the... June's going, yes.
Yeah, June did say that.
Like, I'll pick him up in the morning.
Yeah, be my guest, but...
I'll pick him up in the morning.
Can we bring him home?
I've already got his bag packed. Hey.
Wait a minute.
Oh, well. Yeah. Anyway, hillbilly cooking today, buddy.
Uh-oh.
Cooking with Hank.
You got a 2-page recipe, so you better get started.
I had to make them big.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Hillbilly, it's 2:42 in the morning. Oh, I did some prep time.
It's a little later.
Yeah. Pizza, fry skewers. Skewers. Scoop.
Sewers?
No, sewers. Go ahead.
Pizza sewer?
Skewers. Yeah, we're going to have trouble.
All right.
Serves 2 reasonable adults or 1 single hillbilly arguing with the TV during a 1998 WWE Raw rerun.
Oh, you're watching that?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Prep time is 10 minutes, assuming that 6 of those aren't spent groggily interacting with the junk drawer and for doom of screwers.
Skewers.
Cook time's about 25 minutes, Phil. Go ahead and just laugh it up. Nutrition. Look away. If you're checking calories at 3:42 in the morning, you've missed the spirit of this entire operation.
Mm.
Here's your ingredients. 1 bag of French fries. Some people use waffle. I like the long crinkle French fries.
Ooh.
Okay.
Good. What about hash browns?
Let me listen to this. Listen to this. Hash browns will work, too.
Okay.
But... I always cook my fries the night before doing this, and all you got to do is heat them up.
What about tots?
Tots would be perfect.
Tots would be good too,
but it'd be very small when I'm done with it.
All right.
The structural foundation of this questionable decision: 20 to 25 pieces of pepperoni slices, 1.5 cups of shredded mozzarella cheese or whatever cheese you have,
mm-hmm.
A 1/4 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, the kind in the green shaker that's older than your dog. You know, a teaspoon of Italian seasoning. Mm. I usually substitute that for pepper. A cup of pizza sauce. Skewers.
Good job.
Wooden or metal. Chopsticks work. I mean, preferably not plastic. Clean sticks from the yard if you're desperate. All right. Here's your optional thing. Bacon, sausage, jalapenos, or literally your own rogue deli meat currently crying for help in the crisper drawer. Just scrape the mold off. Here's your instructions, and these are really good. Preheat your oven to 425 degrees. If using wooden skewers, soak them in water first. We're aiming for late night delicacy, not fire department called to a trailer at dawn. Okay. Bake the fries until they are aggressively crispy. Take a fry and bend it in, and if it sags, it goes back in. That fry lacks emotional resilience and isn't ready for what comes next. 3, let them cool for 2 minutes, grabbing a 425-degree potato directly off the sheet pan as fast-track to inventing a new swear words that can make a sailor blush.
Ah!
That's why I always cook them the night before.
I see. Okay.
And that way you just... So, anyway, thread the fries into the skewers, layering pepperoni in between and a fry... And if the fry shatters, eat the evidence instantly. If it's in the culinary world, this is called quality control. In this house, it's covering your tracks. Transfer the skewers into a foil-lined baking sheet unless you enjoy scraping burnt dairy off the metal at 4 in the morning. Mm. Smother them in mozzarella, pepper, parmesan, and your seasoning. Measure the cheese with your heart, and tonight your heart should be legally reckless. 6. Scatter your toppings. So what you got? You got these fries on this skewer, okay, with pepperoni in between them. All right, and then you're putting all your ingredients on top of these the skewer, okay?
So the fries are your crust.
That's correct.
Ah,
yes.
All right.
Yeah. No human in history has ever stared at a pile of melted cheese and muttered, you know what? This is just too much bacon, you know? So it's really good. All right. So bake for another 5 to 7 minutes until the cheese is bubbling and binding, and binding the whole apparatus together tighter than duct tape on Uncle Earl's lawnmower deck.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, never go to Uncle Earl's when he's mowing, because you never know what's going to get thrown
at you. Fly.
Yes. Warm up the pizza sauce for dipping. Do not eat it cold directly out of the jar with a butter knife. We may be making deep-fried philosophy decisions right now, but we're not animals, Philip. We have standards. Low, but we still have standards.
Okay.
Okay. There you have it, buddy. Pizza fry skewers. It's pizza fries and processed meat fused on a stick, the official unholy delicacy of anyone who's ever stared into the binding blue abyss of the opening refrigerator at 3:42 in the morning and whispered, God gives us his toughest battles to his bravest soldiers.
There you go. Wow, yeah. That doesn't sound bad.
It's really, really good.
It
is just...
You'll have to make some for us one of these days.
Yeah, and air fryer works perfect for them.
So. Oh, yeah, right.
So, but anyway, if you don't like the skewers or can't find one, you can lay those, just use the French fries as a pizza base or as a crust.
Yeah, yeah.
And put it in. It's really good. It just adds another, so.
Not bad, Hank. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, so, it's pretty good.
Hillbilly pizza fry skewers.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You actually
may have to try it this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, what you have something for us, Grandpa Phil?
I believe it's time for poor old Grandpa Phil's Attic Logic, sponsored by Salt Weedle's Store in downtown Cazenovia since 1946. Yes.
The old Ooga horn.
Oh boy! Olga. Absolutely, Grandpa Phil's logic: a fool and his money are soon parted.
Yes, they are.
Careless people lose their wealth.
You know what? That's how true that is, Phil.
Fool and his money are soon parted. This fool...
Never had any money.
Well, he did, but he spent it, you know?
So, records.
Back in the day.
Yeah, records.
Yep, I come home with dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Oh, yes.
And play it. And my mom says, your dear old dad and I work and slave to get a milk check, and we sacrifice to give you an allowance, and you go to town, and that is what you bought with our hard-earned milk check. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, mister.
Oh, my goodness, I can...
So... And, you know, for a moment, I mean...
Oh, my God, I have tears in my eyes.
Well, it's true, though. You know, I mean, you know, there was
dead skunk in the middle.
And the trouble is, you know, I still play it on Saturday night.
I know you do.
So it was a good investment.
Yeah, right? Well, you still play it during the week.
Once in a while. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
It was our prom theme.
It was. Well, you and I would have something. Yeah. Deliverance in my prom theme and dead skunk in the middle of the road.
There you go. Right.
We were probably right next door to each other. Didn't even know it. Here's the word of the day. The word of the week now. Right. Sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
Chauffeur. Waste of money.
All right.
I spent $150 on that limousine, Phil, and didn't even come with the driver. All that money and nothing to show for it.
Nothing to show for it. All right. Boy.
Yeah. Learning a lot here, Phil.
Not really.
Have a great day. Everybody have a great weekend.
Happy weekend.
And see you tonight at Grace, Phil.
You bet.